is.
Adam Levin is co-founder of Identity Theft 911 and Credit.com. He explains how your tax refund can be hijacked in this way.
Someone gets your Social Security number. They also can create fake W-2 forms that they invent literally from household name kinds of companies. And then they file early the tax return, and they get the refund. So when you apply, a couple of things happen. First, you could be blocked from filing your return because another return has been filed with your Social Security number. Or if your return somehow gets through, your refund could end up being diverted to the identity thief. And people find themselves weeks and weeks after they expected their refund to show up, waiting for it, only to find out that their refund has been hijacked, and it may take them up to 6 months to a year to actually get that refund straightened out and get the refund. Now, for a lot of people, that's what they count on to live.
On the IRS's end, they're getting at least two tax returns for the same person, I mean, or the same family. Wouldn't that raise a big red flag and they'd figure out what's going on?
Well, what's been happening is that they have changed their systems in order to accommodate a faster evaluation of tax return and getting a refund to people. I mean, under congressional mandate, they were required to speed it up. And unfortunately, when you speed things up sometimes, convenience trumps security. And that's where they've been having a problem. They've now put 3,000 people on this. They've added another 20 or 30,000, if not more, customer service specialists to deal with consumers on this problem. The problem is really blossoming out of control. Well, locally, 39% of the complaints coming from Washington, D.C. relate to government document, tax and benefit-related frauds. 15% relate to credit cards. Maryland, it's 35%. Government document tax and wage-related fraud, 17% for credit cards. Virginia, 34% of the complaints relate to government document fraud, the tax-related fraud, and 16% relate to credit cards.
It seems that a good way to stop much of this is to protect your Social Security number. I know that you've written there's absolutely no reason for that number to be stored anywhere in your computer or any of your digital devices. Could we end this tax return refund hijacking by protecting that number more?
Definitely protecting your Social Security number will help mitigate the problem. The only problem is that your Social Security number is so widespread in terms of its exposure that I think we really have to reach the harsh reality that victimization is inevitable, and that when you look at mistakes made by people, oversharing by individuals of their information, the data breaches that have occurred both at the government level as well as in business, I think that we're left with really one hard reality, and that is you've got to minimize your risk of exposure as best you can. Although if you're on the wrong database at the wrong moment and the wrong person gains unauthorized access, you're toast. Someone has an option on your life and they will exercise it when, not if, but when it works for them. The second thing is people have to get much more vigorous about how they monitor things. Now, whether you get credit and fraud monitoring products which are available, whether you look at your accounts on a daily basis to make absolutely sure that every transaction you see is yours, whether you enroll in programs offered by credit card companies, banks, and credit unions that notify you when transactions occur in your accounts, that's important as part of a monitoring culture. And the last thing is you need to have a damage control program in place, because if the inevitable occurs, you need to be able to detect it as quickly as possible and then go to somebody who can professionally help you get through this.
Adam Levin, co-founder of Identity Theft 911 and Credit.com.